Why does creating content feel so damn hard? It is a question that many of my clients have asked me about recently. And if you have been struggling with content, with what to post, with not knowing how to grow your audience, if it's frustrating you and pissing you off, my love, this episode is for you.
Hola, hola. It's your girl, Erica from America. Welcome to the Confidence Chronicles podcast. This podcast is all about helping you stand in who you are. Stop giving a fuck what people think about you. Start standing as your fully expressed self. As you are, queen, as is, there is no filter needed. You are fucking awesome. And I am here to remind you, I'm a confidence coach, a business mentor, a speaker, an author, and I am obsessed with women standing up, showing up, and creating their confidence. And I cannot wait to dig into today's episode with you.
Content is a pain in the ass, isn't it? I just had an hour and a half long session with gorgeous Nina from our team, and she looks after all the content and media from the Queen of Confidence team. And one of the top requests and questions that we get from our clients in our communities and in our programs is all around content. Why does it have to be so hard? Why do so many of us struggle with this? And the problem is, as business owners, we need to be what's perceived as everywhere, omnipresent. We have to be on Instagram, on TikTok, on LinkedIn, on YouTube Shorts, blah, on all the places. And a lot of the women that I work with have a very small team. We have a very small team, and I'm a fucking beast, okay? That's the problem. I love social media. I have loved it since I started, since I learned about Instagram video. I'm that kind of person. It's very annoying. I enjoy it. Not a lot of my friends in business, not a lot of my clients love it as much as I do. And so this episode, I want to really break down why content may be feeling hard for you. If you're struggling with content, if you're, you know, wondering why you're not growing, if you're like, oh my God, I hate posting. I hate having to talk about this. I hate having to do this. If it feels like a struggle versus making it fun, if you're questioning what to post and, you know, what time you should post and all these things, if it feels very random, the shit you're putting out, I hope that this episode serves you. And let me know in the comments, if you're watching on YouTube, what you struggle with specifically, because if I can answer your questions, I will jump into the Q&A with you and I'll answer your questions down below in the chat, or if you're listening on Spotify. All right, so let's break this down. I feel like content is not going anywhere. Bad news for some of you. It is a thing that is here to stay. If anything, it's only going to ramp up. And the good news is that AI is everywhere. AI is everywhere. People are using Chat and Claude and Perplexity and all the other AI platforms. There's only going to be more. Some people can't be bothered to show up on camera. They got AI avatars or fake people that are now influencers on social media. So why am I saying this is good news? Because we're going to start to get sick of the AI shit. You know, it's going to get so good, we may not even know who is AI and who's not. But those of us that are about connection, those of us that are here to impact and support people, we're going to know how to play with this new era that's coming. And content is a big piece of that. So I was laughing because I was watching a reel on Instagram the other day. And the lady was like, you know, the new marketing trends for the year are, you know, vulnerability and authenticity. And in my latest episode that I did with my girl, Jill Stanton, if you haven't listened, let's link it below. We talked about authenticity and how it's trending and how I want to throw up in my mouth when I say that. Because for us in our business, for me, when I started with no team, with no money, with no followers, no audience, I was like, that's all I got. All I have is my authentic self. All I have is my realness and my rawness and my story and my ability to talk to people and be me. That's all I have. And believe it or not, when you're virtual or when you're over the screen or when you're listening to someone, people could feel that shit. They could feel if it's fake. They could feel if there's no connection. They could feel if it's rehearsed or put on or you're performing or trying to be authentic, like gross. So I'm happy that now it's some kind of strategy. But I'll tell you now, if you could utilize the realness and the rawness in your content, it will stop feeling so damn hard. You will stop worrying about the wrong metrics. You will stop copying and pasting people. You will stop listening to all these Instagram trend people telling you what you should be doing. And you will start tuning into you, your message, your vision, your mission, your story, your experience, your ideal client, the shit that you came here to do, your impact. And you'll be like, I already know what to do. I'm going to show up as I am. Like, what if we tried that? What if we tried to just be who the fuck we are and say what we felt? And be genuine and be open and connect with people and tell them who you are and what you're about and why they should give a shit. And out of all the millions and billions of Instagram and podcast and YouTube accounts, why the fuck should they watch you? Why should they follow you? Tell them. If we had to battle for attention and trust, which we do, what would you say? What would be your call? What would be your sign on the billboard as to stop the traffic of why they should come to you, why they should listen to you? That's what I want you to think about. Now, why is content hard? First of all, where's my phone? Girl, this machine right here can be jail for some of us. It can feel like our boss. It can feel like all the noise. We are literally, I don't know if I told you already, but goldfish one, okay? We have no attention span. And I was reading an article the other day that said, for us to relax, and it was on the Diary of a CEO, and I went down a rabbit hole, okay? Like, for human beings to relax, we get on our phone and we start scrolling and we start watching short form snappy video with lights and audio and music. And this is us relaxing, scrolling, air quotes, relaxing. And our brains are literally shifting and changing. And so that shit's not good for us. So content is hard because you almost feel like you have no choice. You have to create it. Yes, that's true. But I like to be like, I get to. Like, listen to me right now. You're watching me on YouTube or you're listening on Spotify or Apple or Google or wherever you're watching or listening. And I'm in your ear. Maybe you're in your car right now listening to me. Shout out to those of you driving and listening. Maybe you're on your way to work on the train or you got headphones on and you're at the gym or you're walking your dog or whatever. I'm inside your ear right now. What a blessing. I'm so grateful that I get to be in your ear. I'm so grateful that this podcast is a platform where anybody in the world can find it. We got listeners from like 200 countries, right? On this podcast. And it's free. Like, listening to podcasts doesn't cost you money. Maybe you have to listen to ads and shit sometimes, but technically it's free, right? So I'm happy that we need content because those of us that came to impact and help people get to show up. But the problem is that it feels hard when you are feeling forced, like you have to, instead of the idea and the belief that you get to. When you feel like, I have to do this, it has to be this way, I have to listen to the gurus, I have to do this, I have to do this hook, I gotta blah, blah, blah. Yes, there's rules and things, and Mr. Beast can tell you all the fucking things on how to do YouTube. Totally get it. Gary Vee, I hear you, right? However, there's also you as the human being. There's also you with a mission and a vision and a message. Some of you out there have a message and you still haven't pushed post on your podcast. You haven't pushed post on that reel that's saved in your fucking drafts. You're still questioning and second guessing and editing the caption 17 times later. And meanwhile, your message doesn't get out there. So it feels hard when you think about it as a job you have to do versus what you get to do. I look at content as my microphone to the world where I get to share with you, connect with people who don't know me or people who know me and go deeper with them and help them and support them. So for me, I'm like, fuck, thank you. Thank you for free platforms where I can share my message. But if you are copying and pasting everyone on the internet, trying to chase trends, if you're pulling content ideas out of your ass, out of thin air, if you're looking to the sidelines and trying to do what they're doing, or you're disconnected from the reason why you started your social media or your business, or you're not clear on who you help and how you help them, then yes, it's gonna feel hard and it's gonna feel annoying. And so I would love for us in this episode to talk about some of the core issues. One of them is like creating content from thinner. Literally, what do I post? What should I post today? What should I speak about? I don't know what to talk about. Listen, my friend, I be talking to absolute experts. I'm talking women who are incredible, 20, 30 years in their industry. And they're like, Erica, I don't know what to post. What should I speak about? And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what to post? Like, you have so much experience. Like, you have so much to share. You have stories. You have analogies. You have so much content that you could talk about when you sit down and actually think about what you're here to do. What are you selling? What problem do you solve? What is your client going through or your prospect? What are they going through? What are you currently going through? What campaign is on in your business? What's happening in your calendar? Like, this next week, we're going to go see Bad Bunny. You got to get ready for the post Bad Bunny concert reaction. Okay. Like, you think this whole week we're not Bad Bunnying the shit out of our lives? Like, there is Bad Bunny content coming out of our culo, okay? So much. Why? Because that's what's happening. Am I a music person? No. Do I sell music? Am I related to Bad Bunny? No. Pero I like it. And it makes sense that we talk about it, right? Like, of course. Like, there's already content. Me and my team know, okay, this week is Bad Bunny. Okay, next week you're speaking at Gather. Okay, when you're in Brisbane and you're speaking, you're doing a photo shoot. We're going to share about that. Like, also, are we all Queen's Table? The doors are open. The applications are open for Queen's Table. We're talking about Queen's Table. We're talking about authority. We're talking about content. This whole month, I'm talking about content inside of my programs and teaching my clients content operating systems, the best way in the content flow, because so many people struggle with it. Like, I could tell you a million things. Nina on my team could tell you a million things that we're talking about. That's what we create content about. And if you don't work with me, or you're not in any of my programs, at the beginning of every year, we set our clients up to win. We had a mapping 2026 roadmap session with both of our programs. In the Queen's Table, we went very deep. And we talk about how content follows your calendar. If you know what's going on in your business, if you got launches, if you've got live events, if you're speaking on stage, if you're launching your book, if you're creating an event, if you're doing a webinar, masterclass, if you have a lead magnet that you want to specifically talk about and sell during this time, this is what we're going to create content about. So, like, if your launch is coming up, there's content that should warm up that launch. If you've got a lead magnet, whether paid or free, the content needs to educate people towards it so that they can get it. If you have an event, you create content to build the desire to sell out the tickets, a new offer, content to tell the story. Like, your content needs to align with your business. I am not on social media to show you what I ate for lunch. Gives a fuck. Like, that's not my aunt and uncles and shit do in Puerto Rico. They just share photos of their food. Good for you guys. Cool. They don't have a business. They're just like consumers on social media. They're not creators. And so ask yourself, are you a consumer or are you a creator? And if you're creating, you're so busy creating and making shit that you're not sitting there scrolling, getting stuck in the doom scroll, infinite doom scroll that never ends, watching people, because that's the fastest way to build, to break your confidence. The doom scroll is the fastest way to compare yourself. It's the fastest way to think that you're not good enough, pretty enough, skinny enough, you're not doing enough, you could be doing more. That is a comparison hole that you can just literally scroll infinitely into. I don't want that for you. So we got to start thinking about where you live when you live in the content world. Are you discussing the correct things on your page? There's a guy named Brock Johnson. Shout out to Brock. He's amazing. And Brock, when I think about Brock Johnson's account, I think about yellow. I think about social media. I think about Instagram. He's literally like, I think this is what he does, but I literally see him as the Instagram news. He knows everything about Instagram. He interviewed Missouri, the Adam guy. He talks about what's changing on the platform. He talks about algorithms. I think he also teaches you how to create content, but I see him more as Instagram news, like stay on the buzz of what's going on Instagram and social media. And he's like my news. So I follow him because I want to know what's going on. I don't follow him for him to give me parenting advice. I don't follow him for him to tell me where he buys his jeans. I don't care, right? I know he works with his mom. I know he recently got... him and his girl got engaged, I believe, or married recently. I know that's all I really know. And I think he's lovely and cute. And he talks about Instagram and does that. Like, I go to him for that. What do people go to you for? When I land on your page, when I land on any of your social media, what are you speaking about? What are you talking about? What can I expect from you? Like, that's the point of the story. It's like, what do people expect from you? So I really want you to think about this, okay? Like, it's super, super, super important. A lot of people are like, I talk about this. And I'm like, I go to your page and I don't see that. If you literally create content about what your business does, about who you help, about who you talk to, it's going to be so much easier. And if you look at your calendar, this is a hack, my friend. I'm giving you the hack, okay? What is going on in your calendar? When are you launching your program? When are you selling the thing? When are you running an event? When are you releasing that lead magnet? Right? When are you launching your podcast? Whatever it is that you're doing, tell people, create content around what you're offering and what you're doing. It'll make your life so much easier. And if you're going to the Bad Bunny concert, then you can create stuff about that as well. So I feel like this will help you in one of the biggest problems, which is authority. How do people know that you're the go-to? How do people know that you're the expert? How do I know that Brock Johnson is the expert? Because he literally talks about it. He shows me the receipts. He shares how many people he's helped. He shares that his mom and him have a business helping creators on social media build their social media. He did an interview with the head of Instagram. Like, that's authority, right? Like, homeboy has authority. He's got a lot of followers, like shitloads of followers. So he clearly knows what he's talking about. He builds his audience. He educates people. He gives us a lot of advice and free content that helps you to grow and build. And so if we're not doing that, what the hell are we doing? We're sharing photos of our food? Like, we need to be sharing the stuff that people are coming to our social media for, and then it's not hard. So ask yourself some of the questions. What are people asking for from you? What do people know you for? What are you offering? What are you selling? What problem can you solve for them? What life experience do you have? What case studies or testimonials can you share of clients that's worked with you that had a similar problem to those in your audience that you helped and now they have the result that other people would like? What can you advise? What happened in your calendar this week? What discussions are you having with clients? If you remember, Gary Vee is like, document, don't create, right? Document your life. So last week, I spoke to one of my clients. One of her biggest problems is she's not making enough money because she has like 7 offers and I'm trying to simplify her business. If we simplify your business and your offers, you're gonna make a fuckload of money just selling that offer versus 17 other offers to 15 different ideal clients. If we just simplify everything, you will double down on your sales and your authority, and people will know you for the thing, and you will become the go-to in your space. So I could tell you a whole story about clients that I speak to all day, every day, that have problems maybe similar to you, and I'll tell you how I help my clients solve the problem. That's a reel, that's a carousel, that's a story, that's content, that's a podcast, literally a case study podcast. Why? Because it's going to show you that I know what the fuck I'm talking about, and that my client is very similar to you, and that these are the steps I gave her. So if you do it, it should work for you. You get a result. Who are you going to think is the go-to? Erica. Oh my God, Erica's content, Erica's podcast, Erica's this. She's helped me with XYZ. So then when you see something come up that's like, hey, join the next level. Hey, the Queen's Table application's opened. Your mind should be like, oh my God, Erica. Confidence, Erica. Oh my God, pink, Erica. Oh my God, personal branding, whatever, Erica. Like the association that I'm trying to create through my content and what I share on my platform for my audience should equal me when you think of the solution. Should equal you when they think of the solution. So ask yourself right now, before we keep going, check in. Are you sharing the things that you help your clients with? Are you sharing the questions? Are you answering the questions that your clients have about what you do or the service or the offer that you have before they ask you? Like, imagine doing content from that. Content about your business, about your experience, about your offers, about your calendar, about your opinions, about your stories, about metaphors, about case studies. Instead of the trending bullshit, yes, do trending if it works. I'll talk about it another time, like the two types of content that's like baseline and timely. That's another discussion. But think about the things that people are following you for. Like, what do you care about? What pisses you off in your industry that you want to tell people about? What do your clients struggle with? What are some of the things that keep them up at 2 a.m. and they're like, man, I wish I could solve this problem. Do a podcast about that. Do a live on Instagram about that or on LinkedIn about that. What are you learning? What are you seeing out in the field in the industry? Can you educate people? What's happening behind the scenes in your life, in your business that could serve your clients? That is huge. This is like when I land on your page, when I land on your podcast, I want to know about you. How do you see things differently? What do you care about? Recently, Gary was talking about how the influencer economy is changing so much, because if you are interested in surfing, you could just talk about surfing, even though you know nothing about it. You could just be like, guys, I want to start surfing. I'm really interested in it, blah, blah, blah. You might take me behind the scenes of you learning how to surf as a 40-year-old and how you crashed and fell down and cut yourself and hurt your leg or almost drowned or whatever. Like how you learn how to stand up on the board. I do not surf, obviously. So sorry to my surfers out there, right? Like how you clean your board, whatever you're learning, right? Like, it's going to be interesting because people already like you, know you, trust you, and now you're taking them down this hobby that you're doing. I've been crafting, girl. I've been making like sparkly sequins bras and cutting denim shorts, like pants into shorts, and doing arts and crafts. I do not do arts and crafts, but I love it actually. So I might be making my own sparkly jackets soon. It's been so much fun. And people are on the journey watching me make it. Like, oh my God, Erica, you're really good at this, blah, blah, blah. I'm doing it for my own mind because my brain has been working so hard that I was like, I'm going to have some fun with this. Am I going to start selling my sequins bras? No, even though people have asked me. No, I'm not. But it's part of me and my brand and what I do and my story. And it mixes everything in and it makes it fun. It doesn't be this boring ass job that feel like you have to do. Another thing that I want you to think about is storytelling. Content isn't about just teaching and educating 24/7, like education, education, education. No, it's also not about edutainment where you have to be funny and perform. If you're not funny, stop trying to make those funny videos. If you can't dance, don't do dancing TikToks, please. It's also about your story, telling your story. My last episode that I did, I was telling you a story about my abuse and how this abuser sent me an email and, you know, my life, like my mom has bipolar and she's in a nursing home and it's so horrible. I have to catch you up on that on another episode. But like, y'all know, if you've been listening to my podcast, you know about Margie. She was on my podcast. You know about my mom and what's happened with her. Now she's in a nursing home. I could tell you a story about that. And I could tie it to how you may struggle with boundaries with your family. I could tie it to how you may have an aging parent and how hard it is to have aging parents and how nobody preps you for that shit. You know, like, I could tie it into your life and your story and share a bit about me. Now we're even more connected. Like, that's leadership content. That's content that makes you go, man, I love this person. That's like building a fan base, building a community. It's telling people more than just the educational stuff, more than just, I want to sell you into my program, more than just come to my event. Now it's like, here's me. Let me get a little bit metaphorically naked. As I always say, like, I want to show you my shit, yo. If you're here with me and you've allowed me into your ears, you've allowed me into your home or onto your TV or phone or screen, and you're giving me attention and time now, we're 20 minutes in, please, like, the least I could do is get vulnerable and share myself with you as well. And that's how I feel like we build deeper connection. And then content doesn't feel so hard, like all you're doing is making money or creating reels so that people can just get views and likes. Views and likes ain't shit. Followers ain't shit. It's long gone of those days where that mattered. It does not matter. The connection, the engagement, the people talking and sharing, the DMs, the messages, people being like, yo, when's your next event? I don't know how many messages I've got about when's my next event because I haven't put any events out yet. I will, but I haven't, right? Content is your influence. It's your visibility. It's your story. It's your impact. It's how you care. It's who you are. I want you to have fun with it. I want you to express yourself. I want you to think strategically. Like, what the fuck is the point of this post? I'll say to Nina, back in the day, I'm like, everything we do has to have a point. If the point is just to do a mic drop, that's the point. If the point is to be like, what do y'all think? Let me know in the comments below. I always, by the way, if you're watching this on YouTube or on Spotify, I was about to say Spotlight, Spotify, please comment. I love a chat. We love a conversation. Like, I don't want to just talk at you and then you'd be like, no, like, tell me, I disagree. Or, yeah, and this. Or, Erica, I thought this. Or, what do you think about that? Like, let's have a conversation. I love that. I think it's so important. So I just want to say content doesn't have to feel hard. Let me wrap this. Let me summarize. Think about what's going on in your life. Think about what's going on in your business. Think about what's going on in your calendar. What do you have coming up? Where do you want to drive people to? Tell them about it. Speak about it. Educate about it. Be in their head. Where are your clients? What are they thinking about? What's important to them? Sometimes we get too far away. Like, your client's not where you are now. They're where you used to be, maybe. And you forgot to remember that, hey, actually, this is where they are. Let me meet them where they are. Let me talk to their problem. Let me tell them I get you. Like, the amount of women who message me like, Erica, it's like you're in my head. Yeah, I'm in your fucking head. Because I know that content can feel like a pain in the ass. I know that it can feel like, what's the point of this? Nobody's engaging. I remember when I went to go see Gary Vee, he came to Melbourne. And he comes here all the time to Australia. And I'd never went. And I was like, all right, I'm ready to go. I'm going to go. I put the VIP ticket, sat at the front row. There was a time where he was asking questions. I didn't even have a question, but I was a bit, you're asking Gary Vee a question. I put my hand up, I stood in line, and I think I asked him about how do you do so much volume? Like, it's just me and Nina was in the stadium. She was on like the nosebleeds. I think she came with her sister at the time, and she's like, all right, I'm gonna be there. I was like, oh, I'll be there too. So I was like, Nina on my team, and I'm pointing to her in the nosebleeds, looking like a cheap ass boss because I'm in the front row. And I was like, this is what we're doing. We need help. And he was like, what do you say? He was like, if your content is shit, people will tell you because they won't engage, they won't message, they won't comment. And I was like, our content's not shit. But then me and Nina went home and we were like, actually, sometimes we post things and it doesn't get engagement. People don't comment. People don't like it. We failed. It didn't do well. That's a lesson. We can't be offended and say, oh, we're in the, what do they say, shadow banned, or, oh, like, they're not shadow banning you. Your shit's whack. Okay, cool. Just take the L. Okay, our content sucks. How do we make it better? How do we make it less performative? How do we be more real and raw? How do we let people in? And usually it's the stuff that's really you. It's the stuff where you're off the cuff, where you don't prepare, where you don't do all these scripts, and you're just talking from the heart to your audience. Or a photo of you, personal. It's a personal story. Why? Because we see so much polished shit. So it shouldn't feel hard. And you're allowed to sell on social media. You're allowed to make money on your content. Duh, if you're a business, that's the whole point, is leading people to see that you are the expert in what you do, that you have a solution for their problem. You're going to show them and give them results ahead of time with your content that's fucking free 99, no cost. And then you're going to be so in their face with you being the one that they think of, that when you go, hey guys, just letting you know, the doors to the Queen's Table are opening. Applications are open. If you want to drop your application, do it in the link in the show notes. If you're ready to build your personal brand, become the go-to in your space, click the link in the show notes. All right. Have a great week. Like, What's wrong with that? Nothing. I actually want to help women, then I need to offer them to join the Queen's Table. Some people really need help and they're doing crazy shit. And there's people that are gross out there in the world that are going to take their money, not help them, not give a shit about them. I need to save them from those people as well. If I'm here to help them, then I need to offer my service. And so don't you. It's not selling, it's serving. It's you being like, hey, I have this thing that can help you with that problem you got. If you're interested, let's go. And if you've provided a lot of value, if your content's fire and clean and you're visible and you're showing up and you're building trust and you're being real as fuck with your audience, they're not going to say no to that. They're going to be like, hell yeah, you're my person. But if you're like, I just got to keep it. I got to people please. I don't know. I want to be palatable and easy to digest. And I don't want to make anyone angry. And I don't want to, it's like, oh, nobody's going to want to fuck with you. They're just going to swipe on. We're looking for some realness to jump out of the screen at us. Be that, do that. It's going to be so much easier and way more fun when you humanize social media. You got 400 followers? Great. Imagine 400 people in a stadium and you rock up on stage and you're like, nah, there's not enough of you. I'll come back when there's 1,000. I want 10,000. You just walk on stage, stare at them and walk off. That's fucked up. You wouldn't do that in real life. Imagine those 400 people are real, because they are. They've said yes to follow you, to see you, talk to the eyeballs, talk to one person. Good morning. How are you? Yes. Thank you for being here. Share with them. Be grateful for what you got before you ask for more, and actually nurture that community that you have. I'm getting ahead of myself. There's so much more that I want to share on this, but I'm going to let you go. I love you. Content should not feel hard, okay? Let it come from your calendar. What are you up to? What are you doing? Can you share and talk about it? Can you video? Can you behind the scenes? Take me on the journey of your becoming. If you're just building, hey guys, I have no money. I'm broke as fuck and I'm launching my business. Hey guys, I've got 2,000 subscribers on YouTube. Nobody's watching my shit. I get 100 views to my videos, but I'm on my way to monetization. I'm on my way to getting more, you know, subscribers. I will get 10,000 subscribers. If you're listening and you're on YouTube, subscribe, please. Thank you so much. Right? Like, that's true. I'm not killing it on YouTube, but I'm on and I'm showing up and I'm making it happen. And one day I'll get to my 10,000, and it happens because I was willing to show up when nobody was watching. I was willing to show up, not just focus on the metrics, but actually providing some value and supporting my clients and being here. That's my commitment to you. I will be here. Anyway, I love you so much. We're going to talk more about this soon. Have the best week. I'll see you next week. And please let me know in the comments. Send me some of the questions you have around content creation. There's so much I want to speak about this, but at the end of the day, it needs to be fun. It needs to feel like you, and it needs to make sense with the calendar and what you're doing so that you're not pulling shit out of thin air. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for listening. I freaking love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your ears and your energy and your attention. Thank you for letting me into your world. And thank you so much for listening and tuning in to this podcast. There are so many podcasts you could listen to. And I deeply, deeply, for real, appreciate you listening to mine. Do me one big favor, one big thing. Please share this episode or this podcast with a woman who you know needs to hear this. This is my mission on planet Earth, to serve as many women as possible so that we could show up, stand up, speak up, and create the confidence and the life that we desire. I appreciate you, my love. I will see you on the next episode.